is the veil between this world and the next getting thinner? I'm Chris Sloan, inviting you to join in and listen to a new podcast that deals with the paranormal, Parapod, with new guests every week, from paranormal investigators to the people they help. Hear actual EVP. The people that capture
you. Go into a case to disprove a haunting.
Three flashlights, actually four counting the lantern, were actually honed in on this thing, and it was swallowing the light up.
Parapod. Log on to myspace.com/ Chris Sloan Radio. That's myspace.com/ CHRISSLONE Radio. The only difference between the believer and the skeptic is time. And your time is now.
Everything wrong on my own. On my own. Wolfman Mac from Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema. We're hanging out at the Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan with the good folks from the Ghostly Talk. Ooh, this place is creepy, man, but nowhere near as creepy as Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema. It's a haunted drive-in, babies, and you know what we do there? We host classic B-horror and sci-fi movies, just like the ones you grew up with when you was a kid. And it's at Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema right now, hosting on public access TV all over Metro Detroit. But guess what, kiddies? It's coming to you, and all you got to do is have a computer. Just go to Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. It's nightmarecinema.com. We'll be broadcasting the show real soon, right from the website. Stay tuned. It's Wolfman Max Nightmare Cinema. Bye.
Dearly departed,
we gather
here today.
No one's dead, damn it!
Very nice. That really sucked as a...
You've been doing this how long?
Wake up, Dave! We're now drinking Michigan wine. We had to come all the way to Indiana to drink Michigan wine.
Well, we got Michigan wine. Mad Dog 2020.
Absolutely. Blue Fire.
No, we have Witch's Brew.
How appropriate. We've been guzzling down the...
just because we're taking a break doesn't mean I'm not going to see you again.
I know. See me
you better wear a cup.
I always do around body.
Oh, good, good. Then you've learned.
Yeah.
But have full body armor. I'm just saying.
One thing... What the hell was I going to say now?
After that, you know, where can
I'm
you go?
I'm sorry.
No, one thing I want to mention, we were supposed to have three guests on the show tonight, and I've had a chance to talk to one of them. It's just been kind of like, you know, fire the emails out. I think one of them called here on my cell. I got to get back with that person. But I do want to mention the guests we were supposed to have tonight. First off, oh, crap. We have David Walters listed on the website. Tony was going to be talking to us about the Haunted Star of India, and they do a tour out there on the Haunted Star of India. And Tim, you did some research on this. Let's put some use to this, Trent.
Absolutely. Did some reading up on it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
A really cool story. It's the oldest actual ship that's still sailing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all metal.
Mm-hmm.
The bulwarks and everything are still the same. What was it? I don't know how... I don't remember the exact date.
I can
find it. Built. It was like 1804.
1863.
63, somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Close.
She began her life on the stocks of the Ramsey Shipyard in the Isle of Man in 1863.
Yep, the first captain died at sea. Mm-hmm. Was buried at sea. They had some stowaway kid fall out of the rigging, 100-foot drop. He lived for 3 days before finally passing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's supposed to be a whole lot of ghostly stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming off of that.
Yeah, so we really want to thank Tony, who was going to be here with us, for being so understanding. We had a long talk today, and I kind of explained the situation to him, and he was very cool about it. So thanks, Tony, and we'll be talking again for sure. What, contact? What do you want to click that thing for? Okay, oh, look at you go. No, that ain't it. We tried. Also, Earl Benezet. We met Earl at the Ohio Conference a couple months ago, and he was really cool. Enjoyed his talk. We're going to have him here also. Sorry, Earl. We'll be talking to you again also. Really, he's in, you know, talks about like a lot of UFO stuff, conspiracy
right.
type stuff. He's really into this stuff.
The head of the Kentucky MUFON.
Yeah, Kentucky MUFON. There you go, Tom. Yeah, Kentucky MUFON. You might want to talk to him. And then finally, John Beneth was going to join us to talk about the Skeptic Challenge, which was kind of like the same thing as far as the Skeptic, the same thing that the Amazing Randy does. The Paranormal Challenge, whatever the hell he does. He has something in return that's a Skeptic Challenge, and we were going to talk about that. So I want to thank all three of these people for being understanding about this, or maybe not. I haven't talked to them all yet. especially Tony from the Haunted Star of India Tours for being really cool about that. And I wanted just to mention these guys and give them their props for being team players on this thing. Okay, Doug, before we went to break, you mentioned that we wanted, you know, let's get into some of the reasons for what we're talking about and what we're doing here tonight. So with that granted, I'd like to give the floor over to you here for as long as you'd like, and throw your two cents in. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Now, Doug, one thing, I'm sorry to cut you off, but FJ, we mentioned this when we were outside. Yeah, feel free. FJ is going to be just beating the crap out of us, just so you know, Doug.
He's
got, he wants some answers, dude.
So
all right. So just so you know, you might get, he might throw something in here. So just be ready for that. All right.
Hey, it's a lot of work to do a weekly podcast, a weekly live podcast, right?
Yeah.
And radio show. It's a lot of work, and we are, you know, otherwise employed. We are busy people. We've done this for quite a long time, and it's our hobby. We don't make money off of it. We pay for everything that happens on Ghostly Talk. It's a drain on our resources. It's something that we love doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were cutting edge at one point, and we were the first regular live on the air, on the internet, independent show. I've looked at others that claimed that they were. They're not. We were the first. And
so obviously you're the longest running, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Longest running, because we've been doing it every single Tuesday or Sunday, depending on what time frame you're looking at. We've done this quite a long time, and we've learned and we've grown a lot individually, and it's been an amazing ride. There does come a point, though, where you start to notice some changes in the underlying topic, right? And in the paranormal field, things have been changing quite a bit, pretty quickly sometimes, and we've changed over the years. We've become, you know, updated ourselves pretty much every year or every other year. We've gone through updates and tried to keep up. And I think we've done really, really well at that. But the changes, at least I've been noticing lately, in the underlying field, the underlying hobby, lean more toward either fame or fortune.
Essentially, like exploitation.
Pretty much. And I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
It's not my thing. I want this to be my hobby, and I want everyone to look at me and say, there's Doug. He is a paranormal hobbyist. He's a paranormal enthusiast. He's enthusiastic about the paranormal. Not, oh, there's Doug. He's the, you know, fourth highest paid, you know, whatever in the paranormal field. No, I don't want that. I absolutely don't want that. I want to let everybody know on the planet who can possibly hear my voice right now that the paranormal is my hobby and my enthusiasm. And that's it. And when it becomes a chore or a contest, or anything like that, I'm going to have nothing to do with that. I won't do it. It's not in my blood. It's not in my making. Now, can you have fun and do that kind of stuff? Absolutely. We've done two movies, and they were awesome to do. They really were, mind opening. Are we members of SAG? Oh no, 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 no. These were independent.
I am.
Yeah.
But that's my belly, so it doesn't really count.
we've all joined SAG in the last 9 years.
but we can have fun with it. We can do some marvelous things with that and lend whatever minuscule talents we have for that to productions. And I had a blast with both of those. Andy and Tanya Kaiser were phenomenal inspirations, and I don't know how come they let us do that, but boy, those were amazing, amazing subplots in all that is Ghostly Talk was, American Spirit Summit and, whatever the first movie was, I don't remember.
Dr. Dawn's Ass.
Dr. Dawn's Ass. That was the second one. The first one was...
American Ghost Watchers.
American Ghost Watchers, right. And then Dr. Dawn's American Spirit Summit.
Yeah.
What amazing movies. Obviously, you can't go to Blockbuster and pick them up. And you know what? I'm glad for that. I really am. They are Blockbuster worthy, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But they are independent works, and therefore they don't have a distribution deal with King's World or whoever, right? And for that, I'm extremely proud and happy. I am, you know, so that's B. This is a hobby. HOBBY. Look it up. It's a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
This is not my, I don't make money off of this, and I never have, and I refuse to. I think that the, and that's B. C, I just think that the paranormal field, as it is today, really does need more, it needs to laugh at itself.
Yeah.
It really does. It needs to laugh at itself. It needs to take a step back like we're going to do, and it needs to say, what in the heck are we doing? And I think, FJ, it was you who mentioned exploiting or exploitation. I really think that because you know what? I've seen a ghost. I saw one ghost once, almost put Scott L's head up into the windshield, but I saw one ghost once, and that was both terrifying and thrilling, and it was a whole mixture of and embarrassing. What the heck? What did you just do?
After you change your pants, I'm sure you felt much better.
Yeah, exactly. It a whole bunch of things happened in that one time I saw a ghost, and it was just absolutely an incredible feeling. But you know what? You can't reproduce that. That it's just not happening right now. Maybe somebody in a lab somewhere someday is going to come out with a gizmo that can reproduce that or can find a ghost. But right now, we don't have it, and it's all down to personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And all we have today right now is personal experiences and records of personal experiences. You cannot say that every EMF blip is a ghost. You cannot say that every single voice on tape is a ghost voice. You cannot say that every, you know, image, you know, it taken in the dark with just a flash is a ghost that is an aberration on an image. It's just not scientifically possible right now. However, the people who were there, the people who took the image or recorded the voice or what have you, those people can say, yeah, that was a ghost. I don't know what it was, and it doesn't fit anything in my knowledge or when I talk to people about it in their knowledge, so I have to believe that that was a ghost. That's a personal experience, and it's wonderful. And those are the things that I think drive the paranormal field, not your pilot, the pilot that you're doing. That does not drive the paranormal field. The current incarnation of long-running television shows on television, those don't drive the paranormal field. What drives the paranormal field is and will be, until there's a breakthrough, your personal experiences and my personal experience. And that's just simply how it is. Until there's a breakthrough, all we can do is we can read about these things. We can even watch the antics on television. We can talk to other people at conferences or amongst ourselves or on the internet. That's all we can do, and that's thrilling enough for me. But it's got to be always kept in the realm of my personal experience, mm-hmm. your personal experience. And that's where the paranormal field still is. It was there 8 years ago, and I think it's unfortunately going to be there 8 years from now.
Yeah.
It's going to be personal experiences until there's a major breakthrough.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I really, that's what it's all about. And I know yesterday when I was talking to, you know, doing my little thing over at the Michigan Paranormal Conference, one of the big things I said is that what really makes us feel what it is ideas and experiences. And those experiences that you have, they're yours. Just because you don't have a picture of it or a piece of audio of it that you can put in the National Enquirer or whatever, it don't matter if you truly, truly, truly care about what's going on in this field, and you care about your hobby, you care about the work that you're doing, then that experience, while you may not be with someone else to verify it, it's your experience, bottom line. And that no one can take from you. You know, I mean, if you really have an experience that you think is anomalous, no one can take that away from you, and that'll be with you forever, bottom line. And that's what, like you just said, that's what drives the paranormal community and the work that people are out there doing for better or for worse, for whatever reasons they may have. That's what truly makes this stuff happen, I think. It isn't TV. It isn't TV and, shows. It isn't the pilot. It's garbage.
Let's talk about TV right now. I used to enjoy Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi. I really did. Mm-hmm. For the first year and a half, maybe. And then I noticed a disturbing trend. It became entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I suppose in that light, it's a decent show. It entertains what, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of viewers a week. So it's very entertaining. People like it. People like being scared. I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy, there's this one, it's a silly little show on like HBO Family or something like that, and I don't even know its name.
HBO actually makes a family channel.
Yeah, it's like,
wow,
that's creepy enough.
I know. And what it is, it's like a bunch of kids, and they have these assignments, and it's like a ghost hunting challenge, and the kids have to go in and investigate. Sadly, they're investigating the same way everybody else is investigating, which has provided no results to date. But they are going in and they are investigating haunted places, and they get to learn about the haunting and that kind of stuff, and they get to take the equipment in and notice a blip or what have you, and occasionally something in the house or office or whatever they're investigating will move and make a noise, and that's pretty exciting for them, and you get their reactions on tape. And then there's a panel of other kids who, by the way, are absolutely not qualified to rate their ghost hunting performance, but they are rating their ghost hunting performance, and there's two contestants a week, and then it like builds up. It's like the
American Idol for ghost hunters.
Everybody gets chopped until, you know, you're down to two, and then someone becomes the ghost hunter of the season.
It's not more like the Gong Show? Or...
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave the haunted house.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Dancing with the ghosts, you know.
The Dap Show is surprisingly wonderful. I love it. I absolutely love that show. I don't know why.
Like you said, that's entertainment where you realize going in it is strictly for entertainment. There is no reality behind it in like the stuff that you guys have been doing.
Right. You know, it's disturbing how much I enjoy that show because they're doing it all wrong. But, you know, at the same time, it's just a lot of fun, and I think the kids look like they're having either a fun or a terrifying time, and that's just absolutely wonderful television. The new shows, I think a lot of people with these new shows, because every year there's going to be a crop of new shows, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that the people going into the new shows are realizing, hey, this is more in the entertainment realm. And, I mean, come on, what else can Paranormal State be but entertainment? I mean, it's terrifying.
I don't even find it entertaining.
Well, there you go. But it cannot be anything but, because it's just so far-fetched.
Yeah.
And so I think that a lot of these things, what you have to take out of these things is the thrill. That's about all you can take. You can't take anything else other than the thrill and the story. Like, there's a story about every one of these places. Take that story and take what they do there and say, you know what, that's really interesting to me. Or, you know, oh, well, that wasn't the best of episodes, I'll watch the next one. You know, that's all you can do with the modern television. But television is not the be-all and end-all of ghost hunting. Ghost hunting, to me, and this is all my personal opinion, is your personal experience and my personal experience. And I can't say that enough.
Well, that show on Sci-Fi, I could never bring myself to watch because, number one, it's on TV and they're out to make money. That is their goal. So, you know what? Anything and everything they can do to Hollywood it, they're going to do. Whereas your guys' show was more about discussion of the personal experiences like you're talking about, and that makes good entertainment.
It was for a while. I mean, lately it's been more and more difficult.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because more and more paranormal or folks in the paranormal field are looking for... I want to promo my book, or I want to promo my DVD, or I want to promo... And everything was fine for the longest time. It's like, yes, you worked hard on that book, or you worked hard on that DVD, or you worked hard on that music, or you worked hard on whatever it is that you're pushing. I agree. We will mention it, because you worked hard on that, and we have to, you know, send people to your website, and hopefully they'll buy something from you. That would be great.
Is that you, Doug?
Yeah, it's a page.
Dinner's done. That's a microwave.
It's a first page. Let me see if I have to answer it. No, I don't have to answer it.
Oh, cool. All right. Thank God. Because
this is Radio 101 again.
Well, no. Doug, if I may hop on that a little bit, you know, first, one thing I want to mention is that by no means I would ever compare Ghostly Talk to any of these TV shows. I think it's like apples and oranges, really. But one thing I will say is, yeah, Ghostly Talk since day one has always been... you know, we're real, man. It's real. Okay, no, we've always tried to keep it here with us. You know, we never tried to, like, you know, take, and Doug and I have been through this before, so we know this firsthand. We've done interviews outside of the show and whatnot for other people, and they've tried to, like, you know, turn it into some dramatic thing. Doug, you remember that one we did when you were at the Fenton Hotel? Right?
Yeah.
And this guy was like, oh my God, you're actually at a Hyatt Hotel right now? We're on break. He's like, you're actually at a Haunted Hotel. Doug's like, well, yeah. And he's like, well, you need to go in there while we're on the show so you can talk about what scary things are happening. And Doug's like, well, I'm going to lose my cell signal. I found that my cell signal doesn't work when I go in there. That's why I'm outside talking to you right now. And I mean, I'm on another phone, like, miles away somewhere else. And I'm like, this is lame. This is really getting lame. And this guy sat there the whole show in between stupid questions he was asking us that were just completely, just totally canned, going, well, you need to go in there, Doug. You need to go in there and tell us how scary it's going to be inside there and alive, your guy. And Doug's like, well, okay, but, you know, after being asked like 40 times, Doug finally says, well, I'm going to, okay, I'll go in there, but just in case, you know, I lose you guys, it's because I don't get a cell signal in there. Right, and as soon as he goes in there, of course he goes away. And I go, well, Doug was right; he lost his cell signal there, buddy.
Or he was taken.
Well, that's what he thought. Oh my God, that's so creepy! Oh my God, he lost his cell signal in a haunted house. I think he's been taken by aliens or something.
Well,
and I'm sitting there like, can we please end this garbage right now? I can't take this. I feel dirty.
In all transparency. Wasn't that Alan Levy, the CEO of Blog Talk Radio?
Okay, all right, you said it.
I've got no interest in Blog Talk Radio, other than a lot of shows are on there that are done by decent people.
Well, yeah, there is, yeah. Okay, well, okay, you mentioned him. But no, okay, but that it was dumb. I mean, we can say it was dumb. And we've never, as hosts of this show, it's come here and talk about your thing. We want you to have a really good time talking about your thing. That's always been our number one goal here with the show, has always been, when we have a guest here, we want them at the end of our discussion or whatever it was to go, man, I really don't want to go. You guys are great. I want to do it again with you guys, right?
And every guest says that, doesn't
every, it? Oh, yeah. We take care of every single guest that comes through this studio.
They want to do it again and again. And again, until you're and again. Just exactly. Right up.
That's why they brought me on, FJ.
Yeah. Bonnie handles everything for us.
She does it so well.
But that's been the idea. It was never, well, let's put you, you know, we need to get some kind of dramatic thing going here and pull some stupid radio stunt. That's not what this show's ever been about. The show has been about the ideas, the information, the experiences. And that's why I think we're very proud of that, is because we never tried to pimp it up to be something that it really isn't.
Plus the fact, I've seen you going through hours and hours of audio to find a little anything, you know,
yeah,
and not find it and say, you know what? It didn't happen.
It happened,
so be it. But you know, you had your recorders out for 8 hours at a time, mm-hmm. and still got nothing. But you didn't, you know, and you would say that yeah, we went here and we didn't come away with anything mm-hmm. this time, but you didn't, you know, Hollywood it and say, oh yeah, it was the scariest moment of my life, blah blah blah.
No,
that's what makes Ghostly Talk more real,
yeah.
than all the other stuff.
Yeah, and that's what it's been about. Yeah.
But I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, I do not want to completely diss or disrespect paranormal television. I really think that there is a place for it in the world. And I'm really ecstatic at the number of paranormal movies, despite how bad they are. I mean, I'm the first one to tell you, White Noise sucked. It was just absolutely horrible. But there, you know, the thing is paranormal... movies, paranormal television, there is a place for it in the world, and it does raise awareness, and it does bring people to the field that otherwise may not have been interested or have just, I've always been interested in this, but until I saw that one episode and it clicked, I started researching and digging in and talking to people about my own experiences. I dig that. That is beautiful. That is what needs to happen. And if that's because of an episode of a paranormal TV show or because of a paranormal movie, then all power to it. You know, I think that that's important for the hobby to happen. I really do.
Yeah.
And therefore, I applaud every paranormal TV show that comes out. I applaud every paranormal movie that comes out. But I'll also tell you what I think of them.
Yeah.
Well, do any of those shows, any single one of them, do a reality check and have a really boring show because they got nothing?
They used to. They don't now.
I'm speaking from ignorance on that because I don't watch anything.
Right.
I really don't.
Well, that's why I have to add, you know, you said they don't now. That just means, oh, we found it entertaining and we can make money off of it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it again.
Well, and that's what they're there for. I mean, I can understand that as a goal. As a goal, you want to fill your hour of, I mean, because those people pay how much to have a satellite in space and to have, you know, broadcast studios and backup broadcast studios and to film everything in HD now and to pay the actors or the performers and to pay the crew, you know, because they're all expensive. It costs a lot of money to put something on TV or to put out a movie. It really, really does. And so, yeah, there's going to be a certain price point at which they will say, you know what, we're not going to go forward with this project because we think it's going to cost more than we can bring in with advertisers.
Yeah.
And therefore, they put a kibosh on a project. And that's kind of sad. In that, who knows, that next episode may have been the one that interested somebody with the background and knowledge or the tinkering ability to create a Frank's box that actually works.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know. So we may lose future research, actual research, because of, you know, because something got the kibosh put on it. But it does cost them money to do, and they have every right to put, you know, to put something on the air that they think they're going to be able to charge the advertisers to advertise during. And that's important. I mean, they do have to do that in order to maintain that. Otherwise, they might get the least quality satellite that's currently, you know, hurtling into the Atlantic Ocean. That's their only satellite, and they can get time on it because it's, well, it's got minutes left, you know. I mean, that's not, you know, you want to put together a quality production. Unfortunately, they do have to recoup a certain amount of money and then hopefully make some more.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would put, you know, some other, you know, Dancing with the Gerbils or whatever. On the air. And
that's on HBO, isn't it?
Dancing with the Gerbils, yeah. who's the lead star?
Oh, God, I don't want to know.
Oh, yes.
Richard Gere was the...
Richard Gere is the lead star. He was also in Mothman Prophecy.
He was. It all comes together.
Did you say Mothman or Mothman?
It's all related.
Wrench shot. Look out. So, yeah.
No, that was the gerbil with the wrench shot.
When it comes to the climate right now, and Bonnie, feel free to chime in anytime you want, hon. You still there? I think she's passed out.
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm still here, guys. Damn it.
I would say, well, never mind. I'll just say it. I was getting more wood for the fire.
Sure. Isn't that supposed to be the guy's job?
I was getting more wood for time. That's what would be the guy's job. Stop it. All right.
I think our calling was not paranormal radio anyway. Our calling was definitely drive time morning.
No, when it comes to the climate right now, and Doug, you nailed it. That's what it's all about. I mean, again, it comes back to what we're doing here on this show and how we, you know, and it is our opinion, how we what we think ideally things would be cooler as. And I remember a time when this show was very, very, very young, when it was about a bunch of people getting together and exchanging some really cool ideas and talking about their research and the stuff that they went out there and got, for better or for worse. And, you know, over time, especially in the last couple of years, you know, going to all these conferences and stuff that we've gone to, it's been more, you know, I've met so many people, you know, a lot of really cool people, but it's always been, hi, I'm so-and-so, founder, president, CEO, whatever, and then here, and this is the project we're working on. It's never been, yeah, hey, I'm a dude that's doing some research and check this thing out, you know. It's always somebody working on a project. We got a project going on. This is our project we're working on, and we got this big thing going on, and you know, we all know what those things are leading to. We've been making fun of them for years here. The climate is it's hostile, to say the least, in my opinion. It's really hostile out there. So, you know, it goes without saying, just all the back and forth and all the stupidity. I just don't understand it. And it does draw into what ghostly talk is. We've always put up a really good, and as you guys know who listen to the show, we've done our best to put up a really good fence to all this garbage and try to just filter it all out. And it comes down to the guests we've been having on the show and whatnot. And I think really what one of the stickers has been, though, is we can't even do that right now. I can tell you people with all honesty right now that in the last month or so, we've had a few guests on this show that when we got off the air with these people on break, I literally said, I need a shower. I feel dirty right now. Doug, you know what I'm talking about, dude.
We all felt that way.
We all felt that way. And I'm like, this is totally everything against what we're doing here. The problem is it is totally impossible to try to screen that out. You know, we want to have interesting stuff, and I know I do a lot of the booking here for the show, and I know what one of my big guidelines really has been is, like, I want to find something really different, some new ideas, some fresh ideas, which goes right back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, ideas. That's what drives the field. So I think the newest and most interesting and freshest ideas that are out there, I'd like to have them on our show. So what the hell just happened to my screen? Somebody just sent some creepy thing across my screen. Boy, that was
cool.
Whoever did that, thank you. That was, I'm looking at the computer here. Oh, it was Reap. Reap, thanks, man. That was pretty cool. He sent some plane across the screen. I thought I was getting a virus. I'm like, great, the computer's crashing right now. It's all we need right now is a server to go down. But it's been getting more and more tough to do that. And what people, you know, we've had people over the last year, you know, a few years say, well, yeah, what's it like to run a successful paranormal talk show? And I'm like, you know, what's your idea of success, man? I want to ask you a question here. What is success to you? Well, you have all these listeners and all. It don't matter, man. Success, I think, is being proud of what you've done, right? Looking at what you've put together, that end result of what you're doing, and, man, looking at that going, dude, I'm really proud of what I've done. I've really put something together here that is just, it says something about me, about the work that I'm doing, whatever it may be. And that's success. That is really what it's all about, is really, again, just being proud of it. It isn't about how many listeners you have. It isn't about, you know, who may be shopping your idea around or whatever. It's about being proud of what you've done. And God, here's the best part of it, really enjoying what you're doing.
Now, is that one of the things that's sticking in your craw right now, is because you have so many people, like we were talking earlier this week, so many people trying to do nothing but sell garbage.
Yeah, and you know what? And this is a big thing we're talking about right here of what's happening right now is, I'll be damned myself, and I'm saying this myself, and I'm pretty sure Doug and Bonnie will back me up too. I'll be damned if we let Ghostly Talk get turned into an infomercial. I'm not going to let it happen. This is a show done by real people for free.
As seen on TV.
For free. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let it get turned into an infomercial for other people to come on here for free and just spend all this time. Well, you know, okay, look. There's a lot of gray areas with this, right? There's a ton of gray areas. You know, we, like Doug said a few minutes ago, we like to support people's things, their projects they're working on. We like to support their books or their DVDs. But when somebody comes out here and demands that we mention their website 10 times or mention their book another 10 times, and they make these demands on us, well, piss off!
That they should be paid. You know, that's paid programming on TV. You know,
yeah. Go somewhere else that wants to pimp your product, because we're here to talk about ideas.
While we're on this subject, I did have some FJ bobbleheads I was trying to get rid of.
Everybody likes FJ.
And who doesn't need an FJ bobblehead?
Have you bought the domain yet? FatJesus.com.
Come on.
Bonnie, I mean, you normally only see that on a Saturday night, so I mean, you're wanting to see it all the time. But,
Bonnie, you would especially appreciate the bobblehead movement.
Yeah. The bobblehead, yeah, the bobblehead movement.
Anyway, so.
Is this a new Prince project or something? Go ahead, Bonnie. Sorry. I'm sorry, Bonnie. Go ahead.
The bottom line as a whole, I think, and maybe this is just my opinion, you guys can jump in whenever you want,
yeah,
but.
Yeah.
For me, the focus of the paranormal community as a whole has done a complete 180 from when we started.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be, in all honesty, an actual community of people working together towards something. People still refer to it as the paranormal community. We're not a community.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
You have little, I think our family, our dysfunctional family, we can consider a community. But as a whole, we're not a community. It's all about who did what better, who got the best evidence. I'm not going to share my stuff with you because you might steal it and you might get credit for it. And, oh, my God, you did this first, and I'm really mad. And I think this person likes you better than me, and that makes me really mad. It's not about going out, ghost hunting, hearing the story, getting the thrill and enjoying yourself anymore. It's all about one-upping the next guy.
How many times hasn't that happened in the past, you know, where someone has tried to, you know, get the paranormal groups together, you know, and share information, you know, like, get a database together so we could all, you know, learn and help each other out. And every time it started to happen, people clam up and say, no, that's mine. I'm not going to share that. I don't know. That's mine. You know, and it's not the way it should be. That's not why we got into it. We're all here to learn something, not to get some information and then hoard it. I mean,
now it's my information, Mike.
Exactly.
Well, your information, your information.
It might get me on this talk show, or it might get me on this show, or I might even get to be a guest on, you know, Crappy Paranormal State because they have everyone on it, and yeah, they don't care. But
because they're all trying to get their 15 minutes. About,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right, but it used to be a community. When I first started in it, it was a community, and everyone shared, and everyone got together, and no one was trying to screw over the next guy. And now everyone's trying to screw over the next guy because they want their 15 minutes.
Well, information, it's become property now. That's really what's happened, is it's become a piece of property that I'm sitting on this and you can't come here and go away. You know,
yeah,
that
might be able to sell it and make a whole ton of money.
What's become a real challenge here, I know, with the show, you know, going on all these facts is just that. It's been very difficult to do what we think is a quality, at least the best quality we can do here, quality broadcast, without leaving that going, well, yeah, it came out, you know, the production was there, the engineering was there, everything was clean and clean as a whistle, it was great, but man, you know, that person was a real douche. You know? I mean, really, I mean, that's what we've had happen here more often than not this year, you know, and when you're taking a hard line on things and you really want to, you know, make your show the best it can be, especially when you think that you're doing it out of, when you know you're doing it out of love and you're doing it from the heart and you really want people to get something from it, I refuse to let people turn this into an infomercial. I have no other way of saying it. This is not what Ghostly Talk has been about. We're about supporting great projects and supporting independent people out there doing their work. But, you know, you don't come in here and it's happened. You know, well, we need to mention this and mention that and mention that. It's like,
right.
Where do you get off talking to us like that? You know, like, come on.
And I agree with Doug. Yes, I did say Paranormal State sucks and Ghost Hunter sucks, and I will stand by that until the day I die. But there are, I've never seen the show Doug was talking about, but apparently there are shows out there that people enjoy. And if it gets people to come to the community because they actually enjoy it, not because they're looking to get their own show, then more power to them.
I think
it's 50-50 on what it brings. I think it brings 50% people that have a genuine interest and 50% people that want to get on TV.
Yeah.
I would think overall the driving force into getting people interested in it is their own personal experience with it.
Well, yeah.
You know,
right.
And what I'd like to know is the correlation between these shows and their startup and people realizing that they can make money to everybody in the community clamming up and not sharing and doing all that stuff because they want to make that dollar. They want it, their 5 minutes on, you know, the Jerry Springer show or whatever show they're trying to get on.
Yeah.
And I would bet you the timing of that is one-to-one.
Well, it's a tough time right now. Obviously, this country's in dire straits. We got a major economical problem going on. And, yeah, people are trying. They're scraping, trying to find any way to pull some income in. God bless you for that. Do what you got to do. I know what, you know, we've done is, you know, as far as, you know, Doug and myself and Bonnie is, I know we've all kind of put money away and saved for the future and all these things, you know, and just so you wouldn't have these problems. You know, I'm just, you know, just throwing a little suggestion out there.
This is Financial Talk?
And yes, we've always been very clear about that Ghostly Talk is a complete hobby. We never have ever wanted to take it to the next level. And believe me, we've had our little talks here and there with people, and it's always come out ugly because we're like, no, you're not going to take and exploit this thing and destroy what we've, you know, the love we put into this thing. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night knowing something like that happened to something that we love so much and gave so much time to, and taking this much time to talk about what we're doing here tonight especially. We're not going to let, I keep jumping back onto this point. That's a big reason why we're retooling this show, because it's not going to be an infomercial. It won't be, I won't let it. Cold dead hands. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
I'm not going to let it do it.
Now, in your guesstimation, looking into the future, when do you think this kind of bolt is going to die down to a point where it can get back to being a community again?
I did an interview in 2007 with some people in Arkansas. And they said, so when do you think this thing's going to wind down? I'm like, oh, a couple years. Well, yeah. We're sitting in the same time, 2 years later, and it's even more insane now.
Right, because those other shows have now ramped up, and there's more of that exploitation going on.
Well, that, and I mean, I think, again, it goes back to the, at least in the United States right now, the state of the country. And I think, and Doug, we've talked about this several times with guests and with ourselves, that, boy, when you got money problems, you get spiritual very quick. I found that people get very spiritual, and they start looking for other things to go to get answers from. And I think a lot of people may have turned to studying the paranormal or ghost hunting or whatever it may be, because they may be looking for answers that they would normally never be able to get, and they think it may be here. Now, there's where the exploitation sometimes occurs, because you know, if you're a psychic, for example, and somebody's like, oh, my God, I need help. I need answers. Well, hell, they're the low-hanging fruit right there. Take them for all they got, I guess. I mean, and again, that's very high level, very abrasive, I know, but that's just one little example within all this stuff. And, again, Ghostly Talk will never do that. We're not going to let that happen here.
Better yet, I was in a bar Saturday. Crazy idea, I know.
Really?
But yeah, who'd have figured? But every Thursday night, they have a psychic come in and do readings for drunks. And I think that's...
What?
Fabulous idea.
Talk about getting emotional.
They, yeah. They have a psychic come in and do readings in the back corner for all the people sitting there drinking.
Oh, wow.
At, like they're going to remember the next day.
My point exactly, you know?
You know what's funny is I remember I had a psychic reading done in 2000 when I was wasted. I just remember it in Florida. I remember that I was at Pirate Dinner Adventure in Orlando, Florida. Crocked out of my mind on Coors Light. I was drinking Coors Light back then.
Did you have to say R?
No, we're not pimping Coors Light either. Sorry, I didn't mean to say Sea Light. And I remember just slamming beers, and she's going, you know, like, you have a big trip planned ahead of you across the ocean. Oh, my God, I got a trip planned ahead of me. Oh, my God, did you guys hear that? I got a trip planned across the ocean. So, yeah, that would be kind of interesting. And I can say from personal experience. But, no, there's just, we've dug into this. And, yeah, this community or whatever you want to call it, you know, and there's all these different viewpoints. You know, I'm all about the unity thing, and I think it's great. But part of the unity of a true unity of a group of people who have like minds is that they don't always agree. Doug and I don't always agree. Tom and I don't always agree. FJ and I never
agree. You and I agree. Never agree.
Yeah, Dubai and I never agree. But for some reason, we still come around together and hang out and express ideas and go back and forth because that's what makes it interesting. If everybody was the same and had the same ideas, how friggin' boring would that be? Right, it would just be lame. There'd be nothing going on, man.
Yeah, that's a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be bizarre.
Stepford Wives.
Yeah, it would be so lame.
Actually, it would be your average panel discussion at a paranormal conference.
You guys weren't in Chicago, though. I had some fun with that, but that's a. I think that's a. Somebody may have recorded it somewhere. I don't know. But yeah, you do make a very valid point, though, Bonnie. But yeah, there is. All this stuff back and forth, and I think really when it comes to the bottom line, we don't want Ghostly Talk to be part of this crowd. I don't know any other way to say it. We love this show so much, you know. We love it so much. It's a child to all of us, and I don't want to see it get exploited. It, even on our terms, we don't want to see it happen. Like I said, we're fighting and fighting and fighting to try to keep this thing as honest and cool as possible. But even with all the fighting we're doing on the back end of this thing, it still creeps in somehow. And I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. Dude. I just don't want to deal with that no more. I'd rather us, Christ, we've been at this for 2 hours now, guys. We've been hammering this thing out for 2 hours, and I have a feeling that, well, I don't want to say it on the air, but. I know somebody will email me and go, man, that's the best show you guys done in years.
Oh, great.
You know, well, Doug, you said that. You said that in the first half an hour when we went to break here during this show. You're like, boy, this is actually, it's coming out pretty good now. We're finally getting it. We've always tried to keep this thing as honest as possible and not be brought into the crap or stable ourselves up with any of the crap or anything like that. And I really think the reason for this decision is, obviously we're taking a break from this thing. We need to step back. We need to look at this thing and see what we're going to do. And I'll state it again here very clearly. We are not, Ghostly Talk is not dead. It is not dead at all. This is a very live and breathing thing still. But one thing I will mention, though, because, Doug, you know, when we had our conversation today, and you were obviously bummed out, and I was obviously bummed out, and you're like, well, I feel like a chapter of my life is closing. And I said, well, okay, fine. You know, I don't feel that way at all. I don't feel that way at all about this. I feel that we're moving on to something even better now, and we're going to be growing as a result of this. But if you people, the old schoolers out there who've listened to Ghostly Talk since day one, the original 13 shows was Project One. That's what we called Project One, right?
Yep, absolutely.
When we realized, well, maybe this is something we can keep doing, Doug labeled it Project Two and said, this is Project Two. We've grown and, you know, we've learned a few things and we're going to be doing Project Two. And it's been Project Two ever since then.
Yes, it has.
As a matter of fact, I can go back and tell you how long it's been Project 2, if I can get this stupid Mozilla Firefox browser to work properly. It never wants to work. I don't want to go there.
Well, it would have been Project Shoot since, let's see.
I'm going to find out right now. We'll find out right now. We're going to go.
Probably since June of 2002.
Let's see here. May of 2002.
That's pretty darn good memory for an old man.
May, all right, there we go. May of 2002.
Okay, it's been Project 2 since May of 2002, right?
Wow.
So what I said to you, Doug, was, all right, here's what's going to happen here. Project 2 is dead. Project 2 is done. It is a chapter of our life that is over with as far as Ghostly Talk's concerned. Project 3 is on the horizon now. This is where we're going now. And that, if there's one thing we can tell you as far as the future is concerned, is that whenever we come back to do this show again, it's going to be Project 3, Ghostly Talk Project 3. And it may be different. It may not be different. It may be blue. It may be green. I don't know what it's going to be, right? But it's going to be Project 3.
Well, it's obvious you're not at the end of the book, so
yeah.
By ending a chapter, that means you're just starting a new one.
Exactly, and that's why, I got to say here, I'm excited about this.
Oh, you're just writing the next chapter.
Well, now we're getting real philosophical.
Hey, that's me.
This is the beginning of the rest of our lives. No. I'm trying to read the chat room and trying to...
Well, I hope
you're not
that
getting multitasking, are you?
Suck at multitasking.
I'm reading that. I hope that Project 3 will build upon what we've learned through Projects 1 and 2. Well, obviously Project 2 builds upon Project 1 because Project 1 sucked. but Project 2 has been an ongoing thing for years and years and years.
It has.
And we've learned a lot. We've honed a lot of skills. We've learned the hard way, you know, making the mistakes, leaving the cell phones on, saying, ah.
And you've gotten so much better at all that since, you know, Project 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you think the first logo came from? Dead Air.
Dead Air.
Dead Air, so good. One thing I want to throw in here, too, in regard, and I'm going to be sending an email out to all the affiliates tonight who carry our show, or the ones we at least know carry our show. In my opinion, and this is all going to be detailed in the email I send out to all the nice folks that carry the show. And in my opinion, it's business as usual. We have a library to back up this show now of 7.5 years of archives, all right? And when it comes to you guys, the affiliates people that we work with, we don't want to see anything change with that. We'd love to see you guys keep putting out. You know, the only thing that's going to be changing with that is we're not going to have any new content here for however long this is going to be, right?
So it's going to be a giant best-of show for...
It's going to be a giant best-of show for God knows how long. But we'd like you guys to keep, take and use them. That's what they're here for. That's what they've always been here for. Even back when we were just doing the 16K archives and stuff like that on the website and before podcasting and all that stuff. That's what they're here for. So we'd hate to see them not being used what they're there for. The website's going to still be there. We're still going to probably be doing updates on the website, let you guys know what's going on. God forbid, I even thought about this earlier, Doug. Maybe we might even hop on here every once in a while. Maybe do like a one-off half an hour thing just to kind of update people on what's going on and whatnot.
Why not?
Maybe we'll
actually go ghost hunting.
Well, we're getting to that, too. We're getting to that also here. But that's for
everybody.
But
you guys know that means that you'll have to talk to me other than Sundays.
I don't know how this is possible. Well, she does have texting now, so maybe we can do that.
Does she?
Yeah.
No, thanks, Doug. Thanks.
Oh, I know.
Thanks.
He's just showing you the love, really.
Yeah.
Well, evidently Scott has texting as well now. So
barely. I'm still doing the number thing. I got the cheap ghetto phone going still, so I'm too cheap to get a better phone. That's just how I am. But no, nothing's going to change. The site's going to be there. We're not taking the site down. The archives will always be available to you guys. Whatever you want, it's right there for you. Same with the affiliates. I'll be sending an email out to all the affiliates here tonight. This is our decision. This is not... based, you know, there's a lot of factors involving this decision, but no one's done anything to hurt our feelings or make us run away and jump out of the sandbox. This is something we need to do as people here.
Something they put in the sandbox.
Well, hypodermic needles, that's no fun. Cut that crap out.
Oh, man.
This isn't Saw.
If people can deal with me in the sandbox, we're good to go.
Yeah. So, you know, this is something we're doing here, and it's because, you know, we need to retool this show, and we want to make, I think really at the end of the day, it's all about making this thing the absolute best show it can be. And, you know, it'll never be perfect, and that's what makes, in my opinion, that's what makes it so cool, is because it'll never be perfect.
I think we are perfectly unperfect.